Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A Clarkson shopping centre ceiling has caved in and roads have flooded following torrential rain and hail in Perth's north. The SES has received dozens of calls for help in Clarkson, Ridgewood and Nowagup, with drivers reportedly needing to be rescued from their cars. Thankfully, the worst seems to have passed as the Weather Bureau removes a warning for severe thunderstorms across Greater Perth. An extremely close encounter for a former WA reporter who's been caught up in gunfire in Gaza. Aid worker Tess Ingram was in a UNICEF vehicle when shots were allegedly fired by the IDF. She's told Nine News the group was delivering medicine and other essentials to northern Gaza.
We had made the departure from Rafah and were heading to the checkpoint. While we were waiting there, gunfire broke out in the vicinity. Shots were fired from the direction of the crossing towards civilians.
Andrew Forrest's legal battle against Facebook for crypto scam ads has suffered a setback. Prosecutors have dropped criminal charges against Meta, but the billionaire will continue his civil case in the US. A lifeline for a popular Bunbury tourist attraction. The state government will inject $1.5 million to support Dolphin Discovery Centre, helping it out of voluntary administration. Regional Development Minister Don Punch says it'll allow it to keep operating into the future.
This is a great community asset that is well loved by people in Bunbury in the southwest. It's also a fantastic tourism attractor and it brings volunteers as well from overseas to help support the centre.
To sport, a mishap at Richmond training today has sent Tim Taranto to hospital. The 26-year-old has fractured his radius and needs surgery. He won't be lining up against the Eagles this Sunday, ruled out for an extended period. Steve Smith is heading to America. The former Aussie captain has signed with Washington Freedom, coached by fellow Aussie Ricky Ponting. He'll join the team for the Major League Cricket competition after the T20 World Cup. And another key re-signing for the Wildcats, Ty Webster has been locked in for the upcoming NBL season.